Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
All right, let's get to it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great projects or products, whatever you want to do. I've had a few this morning already. Anyway, hit them up, Bud Distributing. Let's talk sports, Hunter. What do you want to do?
So here's the thing. I got a couple basketball scores, NHL news, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to push that aside right now because I know that we could talk about for a while just one subject of one game that's happening this upcoming weekend. So between the two sports reports block, I'm going to split it up between the Green Bay and Tampa game and the Kansas City and Bills game. So we'll talk about Kansas City and Bills next hour. This hour, we're going to talk about our faves, man. Green Bay Packers and the Bucks. The odds just came out. Green Bay Packers favored by 3.5 points.
Wow.
Against Tampa Bay Bucks this weekend. So they just released that. 3.5 points. Which is, honestly, I think that's probably what I would have guessed in Green Bay's favor. So I'm going to kick it off with my feelings, what's going to happen over the weekend. Uh-huh. It's just crazy. So your favorite quarterback, Brock.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers, the guy that you've talked about since I met you from day one, the guy you've been cheering for hard. Dude, he's one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The guy that I like. Tom Brady, the guy I've been cheering for since he played at Michigan, the guy I always talk about, that we even argued in the past about, and he's one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they're playing each other this weekend.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane, Brock. This is like it's years coming to this point, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been trying to really think about outcomes and how I'm going to feel after certain outcomes. And yeah, this is what I want to explain. Obviously, Tom is one. He's one with the Pats. People have bitched about him that he doesn't deserve, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
He's got a bunch of rings. So here's what I'm saying. If Tom loses this weekend, I'm fine with it. Dude, it's not like that he's going for this first ring. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Here's another thing. Aaron Rodgers playing out of his damn mind this year. Obviously going to be the MVP. I mean, who else is going to beat him out for MVP?
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers deserves a Super Bowl win this year. So I'm going to say this right now. Whoever wins, I'm going to congratulate.
Uh-huh.
Because I like both guys. And I think they both – what would be nice about Tom winning the Super Bowl this year, it would shut everybody up about the argument, is he the greatest of all time? I think it will, because a lot of people are like, damn, he's already gotten to this point in the playoffs with a brand new team. Like, it's already starting to shut people up a little bit. So that's kind of the only reason I'm like, man, just do it, you know?
So you were.
So I want to put that out. What do you think?
That was good. You were very cordial on that. I'm going to do my best to be cordial as well. Because even if Tom wins and he goes on to win the Super Bowl, gets his 7th ring, which is effing ridiculous. That would be his 10th trip to the Super Bowl.
10th trip.
Which is bananas, okay? Absolutely nuts. I still won't ever consider him the greatest, and here is why. Yes, he has played great football this year, but not to the level, because you got to look at who he's been surrounded by. The Bucks. Let's put this out there. The Bucks purchased, they basically did what the Yankees did, right? They bought as many great players as they could and stack the team. Now, look, if you want to win, do that. Get all the best players you possibly can to give yourself a better chance. There's nothing wrong with that. Honestly, that's just smart. What we got to look at is after Tom and all these other guys leave because they can't afford it, how are the Bucks going to do? Probably not as well. I think Rodgers always gets an unfair shake because of the team that he was on. Now, don't get me wrong. The Packers have always been great. What were they saying? Last 7 years, this is the Packers' 4th trip to the NFC Championship game. That's effing impressive, dude. Wait, no matter which way you look at it, that's awesome. Now, yeah, you can also say Brady. This will be his. I mean, he's done, I think, 7 trips. I don't know what it's been. I think maybe last year was the no. Because what they do last year with did they win it last year?
Well,
no.
No.
When did they lose? Either way. Brady's always been there. He's always been in the hunt. I think what you got to look at is the overall individual stats for Rodgers and Brady's to really have this discussion when it comes down to a singular person. However, if there's anybody who can beat Rodgers and any team that can beat the Packers, I'm going to say it's the Bucks. That's what's scary. That's what's scary for me as a Packers fan right now, because the Bucks are unbelievably good. They are firing on all cylinders at this point.
Their defense was lights out last week, but like I said, it has room. Their offense, which is kind of scary, honestly, too, because now it's like they have something to prove, their offense, because they sucked last week.
Well,
it's weird, man.
And they played a tough team. They did. And right now, no team is a bad team at this point. Mm-hmm. When you get into the playoffs, forget it. All right. All the crap has fallen to the bottom, and now you just have the pristine on top. So it's not like you're going to be playing any bad team. Yeah, there's going to be good teams that maybe don't play as well. But I honestly don't know, man. I it'll be interesting to see, because you still can't rule out the Bills. I mean, we could have Brady win, and the Bills could smoke the Bucks. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just don't know at this point.
Bills are on fire as well.
What I think?
Let me read you a fact here real quick that I saw yesterday, and I was like, dude, it my jaw hit the floor. And this is kind of put in perspective, where I was like, damn, dude, really? So this is a meme released by SportsCenter yesterday. It says Tom Brady now has more playoff wins than all but five NFL franchises. So listen, so Tom Brady has 32 playoff wins. There's only five total teams, franchises.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry, four. Total franchises have more. Dallas Cowboys with 35, Pittsburgh Steelers with 36, Green Bay with 36, and New England Patriots with 37. But you can't count New England
That's Tom.
You can't. They're all Tom. So, dude, yesterday I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So Tom Brady himself has 32 playoff wins, and there's only four other franchises that have more wins.
Here's my question. Let's kind of maybe let people chew on this. If that is the case, If Tom is at this level, then why is the conversation still there? Why is the conversation GOAT still there?
I think people don't want him to be the GOAT because they look at him as an athlete and they can't accept it. You don't have to be a phenomenal athlete to be the best. You don't, because there's more to a QB position than just being athletic. And I think you and I both know this personally, because we both played the position. There's a lot more that he does off the field, and there's a lot more aura that I don't think that people take in consideration that I consider part of the game.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
And I agree. And there's, all joking aside, all the cheating allegations, yada, yada, that's all just fluff that people use to have an argument. People that just want to...
The Belichick argument. Yeah. He's nothing without Belichick.
Yeah, well, which obviously is not true. He's gone to Tampa Bay and had a great season, and he's one game away from the Super Bowl. So let's chew on this. We'll come back and have this conversation. If he has all these stats, all the rings, shouldn't the GOAT conversation be put to bed when it comes to actual on-field play? If that's what we're looking at, of course we can look at all the great stuff they do on the side. I mean, there's quarterbacks that do that all the time, that go out in their communities, do great things, and are good people, this and that. So why? Let's look into that next hour. Why is the GOAT conversation still on the table? Does that sound fair?
Like,
should we do that?
Yeah, I like
that. We're going to talk more football when we come back. Also, rock news. Rock history all on the way. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
/7:26, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Let's get right to it, folks. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light.
Good.
Yeah. Mm. You see the new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonades, by the way?
Ooh.
Yes. Very cool.
They're coming out with more flavors, too, right?
Yeah. Good stuff, dude. Good stuff.
That stuff just exploded over the summer. The seltzers, man. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for
Which
sure.
Which is good, because they're delicious. So you wanted to propose the question. So we were talking about the big game coming up between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Yep.
And we got all week to talk about these games, so we're going to kind of spread it out and talk really slowly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So you wanted to propose a question of why is how'd you say it?
Everything said, right now everyone's really amped up. We're geeked up because Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady going head to head this Saturday or Sunday. All right, this is a big deal because here are the two guys that are in the constant conversation of who is the greatest of all time. Who is the GOAT? Now, obviously, I think Aaron Rodgers is. Hunter thinks Tom Brady is. And I think there's a good portion of the country that is split on that. I mean, everyone in New England probably thinks Tom Brady is. Right now, everyone in Tampa Bay probably thinks Tom Brady is. But what we have to look at is now is the question I bring up and a question that we have discussed is, who really is the GOAT?
But greatest of all time.
My question is, if Tom Brady does have all these accolades, all right, he's got the 6 rings, all right, he's been in the league for longer than anybody at this point, 42 years, still playing pristine football, one game away from the Super Bowl on a completely different team than New England. If that is the case, then why is the GOAT conversation still on the table?
So
shouldn't he have the title?
I think he should. But here's the thing. So first off, I got to put myself in perspective. So I'm a fan of him. I like Tom Brady. So it's almost like my opinion doesn't count because it's already going to be a little bit biased. So if I were to step outside of my body and look at it perspectively, I think this is how I would try to explain why he is the GOAT. And I think it's for a couple reasons. I mean, stats. He basically holds the records in every QB stat besides Breeze, which I think he surpassed a few just from that last game they played. Super Bowls, obviously, that's the big one, the Super Bowl ring, 6 rings. I think the stat that I told you last hour of having 32 playoff wins and only 4 other franchises having more playoff wins as franchises, just not as individuals, huge stat. There's another stat here. He's played, out of all Super Bowls played, he's been in 16.6% of them. That means he's played 1 out of every 6 Super Bowls ever played. I mean, that stat right there is just absolutely jaw-dropping. I mean, who else can say that? And I think his resume, just his resume as a QB in general, has always been, he's always been a ring collector. He's always been a winner, and he's never been super cocky. He's always been pretty an outstanding guy. I can say that, I think. And I'm like I said, I may be a little biased because I like the guy. But as looking at it prospectively, I can say that I think he's an outstanding dude. He's done a lot of great things. And I think those are the reasons. That's looking at it prospectively, that those would be my reasons, I think.
To me, you have to take the good guy off the table. That doesn't mean jack when it comes to playing the game itself. Now, yes, off the field, even being a good teammate, that's great. That's fantastic. But when you're looking at pure numbers and statistics, I think you have to take that off the table. Here's why I disagree with you on this, because it is a team sport, and you have to look at how it is. Now, not taking away from what Tom Brady has done. Okay, absolutely. We got to look at regular seasons because now when you start putting in postseasons too, that starts adding. And I think playoff seasons, I think that's a different type of stat. Now, yes, he got there probably more than anybody when you look at that. But I don't see it as Tom being at that caliber level. And I think that's why the discussion isn't over yet. Because when you look at purely statistics on the quarterback position, I don't think he holds a candle to Aaron Rodgers. Honestly, I don't think he holds a candle to some other quarterbacks that have played. Yeah, the stats are there, but you got to look at how he's played the game. Now, I know it may seem like, well, what are you talking about? He's got that. And I don't know if we have the time for this go-around. This is going to be, I think, a conversation that we have to continue through there because, of course, we only have so much time in a day, and we're not ESPN radio. Where do we leave this? Because I like your take. Tomorrow, should we take on why I think Rodgers should have it instead?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I like that.
You got to have all perspectives and all opinions. You got to put it all out there.
I will say, you have a strong argument, and it's always a hard one for me to not lose my cool because of my...
My pure,
unadulterated love for the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. It's hard for me to step away from that. It is. Like, for example, I didn't watch the Buccaneers Saints game because honestly, and I know that was a big deal. That was probably Drew Brees' last game in the NFL. And I was like, nah, because I don't really care about other teams all that much like I do. And I know.
I hate everything else.
It's hard for me to step away. I like your argument. It's going to be a tough one. I think tomorrow we'll pick back up where we're at. Is that fair?
I like that. I like it. You got to put it all out in the air, right?
We got to have it there. Also, too, I need to step away before I lose my cool. So
he's going to lose it.
All right, folks. That's your sports. Big weekend coming up. Big weekend coming up.
Pot steaming.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.